Our next panel is False Claims Act Developments. Our moderator is Jay DeWald, partner with Norton Rose Fulbright. He is the national leader of their healthcare investigations practice. He is a former AUSA in the Northern District of Texas. He focuses on white-collar defense, internal and government investigations, and investigations of whistleblower claims. And I've also gotten to see Jay act as the orchestrator of many large investigations and, you know, coordinating all the various stakeholders in these very complex matters. So with that, Jay, take it away.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Todd. Outstanding panel here for you, and I'm going to go ahead and let the panelists give a brief introduction. Before we start, we're going to roll through the PowerPoint. It is nutrient dense, so enjoy the materials later. We'll be blowing through them. We've got about 60 slides, which is about 40 too many, but all good.
All right. My name is Taryn McDonald, and I am a partner at Haynes & Boone in the White Collar and Government Investigations Practice Group. My practice focuses primarily on False Claims Act. So,
hi, I'm Holly Clark. I am the head of legal for the defense business line for GKN Aerospace, which is a multinational corporation that manufactures aircraft parts, and we make things fly because we have parts on over 90% of aircraft in the air every day.
Hey, everyone. I'm Danny Ashby. Great to be here. Great to see so many friends and colleagues. I love this conference. I'm a litigation partner in the White Collar and Corporate Investigations practice at O'Melveny & Myers here in Dallas. Started my career in the Department of Justice and then the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Eastern District of Virginia. I've been in Dallas since 1993, and significant part of my practice is federal and state, multi-state False Claims Act cases.
And still not a gray hair on his head. That's amazing. Danny, kick us off here with the statistics. Big money on these False Claims Act cases, and 2022 was no different.
Yeah, so we got the slide up there. So
we're not talking about your big money.
So, I mean, obviously there's rarely a slow year in FCA cases, but the activity in 2022, that's the most recent data we have, we'll get 2023 here in another couple months, was pretty high. There were 948 new FCA cases filed in fiscal 2022. That's more than any year in history. About 70% of those were filed by relators. And the government itself instituted almost 300 of those cases on its own outside of the QTAM setting. And that's also a new record, both in terms of the number of government-initiated cases and as a percentage of the total number of FCA cases. And that's important because the vast majority of FCA recoveries historically have come from cases where the government brings the case itself or intervenes in the case after the relator files it. So the increased activity by the government likely means that FCA recoveries will continue to be on the rise. Settlements and judgments in fiscal year 2022, they were over $2.2 billion. That's the 14th straight year that DOJ has announced more than $2 billion in recoveries. And as in previous years, cases involving, as Jay knows, healthcare and life sciences made up almost 80% of those recoveries.
So assume that most everyone in the audience has a working knowledge of the False Claims Act. Taryn, if you will, walk us through just some of the basics and the high-level basics.
Just in case you don't, False Claims Act is the government's primary fraud enforcement tool, as Danny was saying, and it imposes liability against persons who submit a false or fraudulent claim to the government, who cause false or fraudulent claims to be submitted, and those who avoid paying the government or retaining an overpayment by the government, otherwise called a reverse false claim, or conspire to do any of those things.